Greetings and welcome to another installment of Dev Nuggets with G. Andrew Duthie. In this Dev Nugget, I'm going to demonstrate for you how to do code-free authentication and authorization in ASP.NET 2.0. I'm using a virtual PC instance here with Windows Server 2003 and Visual Studio 2005 Beta 2 pre-installed. I've gone ahead and created a new project, a file system website called Code-Free Auth. And what I'm going to do here is I'm going to create a subfolder in my website here by saying add folder, regular folder. I'm going to call this protected. And this is where I'm going to put any content that I would like to be protected by my authentication and authorization code. So I'll go ahead and set that up. Now I'm going to right-click this folder and I'm going to add a new item. So I'm going to go ahead and add a new ASP.NET web page or web form. We'll just call this one importantstuff.aspx. Go ahead and click Add to add that page. We'll go ahead and view that in Design View, and we'll just make very clear that this is my really important stuff to be protected. Pretty simple example here. We'll go ahead and close that out. All right, so now we've got our folder with our protected stuff. We don't need to worry about protecting our default.aspx. So the first step in doing code-free authentication and authorization is to utilize the new ASP.NET configuration tool. If I click this tool on the Solution Explorer toolbar, the local only web server for ASP.NET will open up. And then we'll get a page that's going to allow me to configure aspects of my application, including security. So I'll click on the Security tab here. The Security tab allows me to go ahead and configure the authentication and authorization for this particular application. And this tool only works locally, so you can't access this tool remotely. So what I'm going to do here is, currently I'm set up for Windows authentication. What I want to do is I want to take advantage of Forms authentication so that I can actually allow people to authenticate from the internet. So I'm going to select, instead of from a local network, I'm going to select from the internet and click the Done button here. And once I've set up Forms authentication, then I can actually go ahead and have ASP.NET automatically manage my users for me. So I can create a new user here and click the Create User link. And then this is actually taking advantage of a built-in control in ASP.NET 2.0, the Create User Wizard control. And what I can do here is I can say I want the username Andrew, I want the password of my super secure PASSWORD, my email, security question, why not? And go ahead and try and create my user. What I'm going to notice here is that I'm getting prompted to enter a different password. The Create User Wizard control actually has built into it validation for strong passwords, so you can actually configure the length of the password required, whether or not additional letters, numbers, symbols. You can actually also use a regular expression to determine the strength required for a password to be valid. In this case, I know that if I use caps and symbols and numbers, I should be able to go ahead and create this account. All right, so I create my user account. I'll go ahead and continue. Now, I can also set up different roles if I want to. In this particular case, I'm just going to keep things simple and just do my single user role here. Now, I'll go back to my main security tab, and I'm going to go ahead and create an access rule. So when I click Create Access Rules link, I'll be taken to the Access Rules, and I'm going to make this access rule apply to my protected folder. So I'll click that folder. You can see that it's highlighted there. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to deny access to anonymous users. So I'll select Anonymous Users, and then Permission Deny, and click OK. Now if I go back to Manage Access Rules, what we'll see is I've got a deny for anonymous users on that protected folder. And then if I go to the root of my application, everybody's allowed. So theoretically, I should now be able to go ahead and see my default.aspx. So I can say, for example, this is my home page. Save that. Now I can right-click default.aspx and go ahead and view that in the browser. And that works just fine. However, it should be that if I try and right-click my important stuff and view in browser, what I'm getting is an error page that says that login.aspx can't be found. And the reason that login.aspx can't be found is because it doesn't exist yet. But because Forms Authentication automatically defaults to login.aspx as the login page, it's very easy for ASP.NET to automatically redirect you to your login page. Now all we have to do is we have to add that login page. So I'm going to right-click the root of my website. I'm going to add a new item. I'm going to add a new web form. We'll call it the default login.aspx. Click Add. So now I've added login.aspx. I'm going to flip over to Design View here. And I'm going to take advantage of a new set of controls that we have here called the login controls. And one of the really useful ones is the login control itself, which encapsulates all of the fields and logic that you need for logging into an ASP.NET web application. So I can, for example, do auto formatting. I can convert it to a template and actually modify the HTML that makes up these items, etc. I'm just going to leave it as is, click Save. Now if I go back to my importantstuff.aspx and right-click and view in the browser, I get my login page. And if I enter my information that I provided when I created my user, I can now actually view my protected page. So just that quickly, without writing a single line of code, I've got a fully functional and full-featured authentication and authorization system built up for my ASP.NET application. Now under the covers, what this is doing is when I created my first user, ASP.NET used SQL Server Express to create a database to store my credential information. All of the authorization information is actually stored in web.configs for the folders that are being protected. So for example, ASP.NET added a web.config to my protected folder and added the authorization rule deny users equals question mark, which maps to anonymous users. So that's how that all works for you. So again, with no code whatsoever, we're able to log in, we're able to protect assets within our applications, protect pages within our applications, and very simply and easily get people logged in and create users. So thanks for your time, and look forward to giving you your next dev nugget real soon.